This week, the New York Times reported that only 4 of the Salvation Army community centers are complete. Many others are unfinished or haven't yet started construction, and they're finding it difficult to complete their financing. Joan Kroc left $1.8 billion to the Salvation, but the state of the U.S. economy has reduced the amount of money available. The center plan for Dayton, however, is doing better than most.
If anybody were to pass by on 75, they could see that the buildings are in place and the bricks are on the outside.
That's Tom Dupree, the administrator for the Kroc Center in Dayton.
We're excited to report that things are right on schedule despite some early setbacks.
The setbacks, he says, were about environmental issues and not money. They found a contaminant on the site, which they've since been able to address. There was a delay, but the center will open next May. Dupree believes that the success of the project has to do with the local Salvation Army's fundraising campaign that began in 2006.
While I can't speak for the other communities and their fundraising efforts, I will say that we consider ourselves fortunate to have conducted what was a very speedy campaign, and I think that's in part what has enabled us to push forward with our project.
Their local campaign raised $7 million. That's added to the $66 million from Joan Kroc. Half of that money went to construction. The other half goes to an endowment fund to sustain the project down the road. The state's other Ray and Joan Kroc Community Center in Ashland, Ohio, is doing even better. It's already built and open to the public. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.